Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Ball game right at 5 o'clock. It is 69 degrees, and here we go. First pitch is down low. One ball and no strikes. Amelia Johnson will be playing left field, and then hitting next is Izzy Schmidt, the designated player. Lily Edge hitting eighth at first base, and Riley Hort as batting number nine, playing second base. Here goes the next pitch. There's a strike. One ball and one strike. Fisher keeping them low the first couple of batters here today. Jensen checks and now stands in for the right-hand side. Fisher set to work. Here's the pitch. That one low and inside. The count goes to 2-1. Hornets keeping up the chatter on the infield. Diamond in great shape. The flag in right field has not moved. I've not seen that this year. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Strike two. Every game the flag was pointed one way or another. It looked like it had a wire on it pulling it outward. Today it is hanging still. Perfect day for softball. 2-2 to the batter. Jensen moves out, moves in. Here comes Fisher with the pitch. Strike three called, and there is one away. Addison Morgan, the catcher for Lancaster, will be the batter. These two teams had some good games this year. The Hornets losing at first game 8-7, first conference game of the year. And we were here that day. Hornets almost came all the way back to win it. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. In that game, Lancaster's Kaya Streif, who's playing right field again today, took away three hits from the Hornets with runners in scoring position. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Strike two. So nothing in two to the hitter. Plenty of room for you here today. They're serving up some great food and a great softball game here today. Two evenly matched teams. These five versus four matchups are the best in the state this day. Here's the pitch. This one fouled back, and the batter is still alive. A lot of times in that first or second round, you'll see some blowouts. Some teams, maybe some mismatches and things like that, but you got a team, Lancaster, coming in and playing Richland Center for the third time on the year. Nothing in two. The pitch, swing and a miss. Two up, two down. And the batter will be Maddie Hill. Pitcher versus pitcher matchup as Maddie makes her way in. First time against the Hornets. Lancaster had a lot of hits. Hill had a couple of hits that day as well. Fisher into the motion, and here comes the pitch outside. One ball and no strikes. Tournament time for softball. Baseball starting on Thursday. And all the track athletes on the road tonight as well. Busy night. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-1. Busy night here at the high school as well. Baseball going on. The Hornets hosting Dodgeville on the Hornet baseball field, and the soccer team playing a home game as well. 1-1 from Fisher. It's going to be taken outside, and the count is 2-1. Tyree likes to use the rosin sack in between pitches. Heads back to the rubber now. 2-1. Here comes the next pitch. Just outside. 3-1. Veteran umpire Dean Oscar calling the balls and strikes here tonight. 3-1. Hill is back in. And the pitch from Fisher is swung on and missed. Strike two. He takes a hack at it on the hitter's count. And Fisher, good control. Kind of kept it toward the tip of the outside of the plate. Now it's payoff time. Fisher into the motion. The pitch. Swing and a foul back. Good cut by Matty Hill. Fouls it straight back. And they'll try again. Two outs in the opening inning here for the Lancaster Flying Arrows. Hill takes time and now prepares. Fisher ready for the 3-2 once again. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Good start for freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher and the Hornets. Kyrie strikes out the side in the opening inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Lancaster nothing, Richland Center coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
There's the Richland Center batting order. Leading off the shortstop, Carly Meaden, playing first base, hitting second, Chloe Darling. The pitcher, Kyrie Fisher, hits third. Stacey Gander at third base, batting cleanup. Abigail Williams in center field, hitting fifth. Maddie McGlynn, the catcher, hits number six. Eddie McCorkle, the designated player, is going to hit seventh. Reagan Shep in right field, batting eighth. And hitting number nine, Savannah Russell at second base. Tatum Rezek is the flex player, playing in left field. Patty Hill in the circle for the Arrows, the junior pitcher, Addison Morgan, behind the plate. And here is Carly Meaden, set to stand in for the left-hand side. No score. Bottom of one here at RCHS. Hill in the motion, toes the rubber, and there's the pitch. That's the ball. Lily Edge at first. Relly Hort is at second. Retta Jensen, the shortstop, and Aaliyah Jackering at third base for the Arrows. 1-0 pitch. There's the strike. 1-1. Amelia Johnson in left field. Emma Jensen in center. Kaya Streif in right field for the Arrows. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Meaden fouls it. Got a piece of the catcher and the umpire. Get a little extra time for both. One ball and two strikes. Dean Oster's been hit a few times over the years. Ready to go again. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Changeup is low. Just missed. Matty Hill took a little bit off of that one. Almost got it called. 2-2 now to Carly. She is in. Ready to roll. Hill rocks and fires. A swinging strike. One up and one down. Pitching matchup tonight. Maybe two of the best in the conference. Meeting here tonight. Chloe Darling playing at first base and standing in, also from the left side. Hill into the motion, and here comes the pitch. That changeup is high. One ball and no strikes. Kyrie Fisher due next. Hornets come in with a 13-8 record into the game. Lancaster at 10-9. Ball down low. Two balls and no strikes. Richland Center has gotten a lot of production out of the top part of this lineup. Two seniors leading the way. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Chloe calls time, works her way back in. Hill with a pitch. Changeup is above the letters for ball three. Three balls and a strike now to Chloe Darling. Stands in, and the next pitch. Outside, and she'll take a base. One on with one away, and the batter will be Kyrie Fisher. Fisher has made a name for herself as a pitcher, but as I said during a Hornet broadcast this year, pretty impressive hitter as well. Standing in, hitting third now with a runner at first base, and one away. Hill set to work. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. To the batter. I did bring the umbrella, but only for what if. I think we're good to go tonight. Nothing in one. The pitch ripped in the air. Well hit. Right center field. That's going to go all the way to the fence on the ground. Coming around second is Darling being waved from third. Throw home. No, she's caught up. Halfway in between. Now slides back in. Head first for the Hornets. Kyrie Fisher with a blistering double. And the Hornets have two on and one away. That throw came on to the shortstop, Greta Jensen, and as it turned out, it was a good move to bring Chloe back to third base there. Kyrie Fisher right behind her at second, still only one away. J.C. Gander, the batter, still set to work. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one to the batter. Hill works her way back in. And now Gander cocks the bat. Here goes the 0-1 pitch. Strike call. Runner holding on at second base now. Kind of went about halfway and kind of juked the catcher, but everybody is all right now. Runners back to second and third. 0-2 down low. Good block by Morgan, keeping that runner at third base. 1-2 to J.C. Gander. Hill into the motion. Rocks and rolls. That one swung on and missed, and there are two outs. That will bring up Abigail Williams, the center fielder. Abigail batting from the right side, standing in. Runners at 2 and 3. Hornets with a threat, but it'll take a two-out specialty right here. Hill with a pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Hornet runners retreat to second and third. Nothing in one. Here comes the next pitch. Factor away for ball one. One ball and one strike. Time is called. They're going to bring a courtesy runner out for Kyrie Fisher at second base. That'll be Aubrey Colstead. Aubrey Colstead now at second base, replacing Kyrie Fisher. Chloe Darling remains at third. It's noted on the lineup card, and here we go. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Good pitch from Maddie Hill of Lancaster. Back to the circle. 1-2 offering. Swung on and missed, and Lancaster works out of the jam. Three strikeouts for Maddie Hill in the inning. No runs and a base hit. No errors and two left on after a half inning here at Richland Center High School. No score. This is WIAA Regional Softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
Aaliyah Jackering batting against Kyrie Fisher. It's the top of the second inning. And there's a second strike now as she takes a big swing. And Jackering will be followed by Greta Jensen and Amelia Johnson. Scoreless, top of two here at RCHS. Tyree Fisher back to work. And the two-strike pitch is a bit offside. Jackering watching all the way. She had a big game the first time against Richland Center as well. I brought the roster, but 3-for-4 with a single and two singles and a triple. Here's the pitch. This one popped foul and out of play. Tyree Fisher worked into the fifth inning in that game, and Chloe Darling came on in relief. But again, that was very early in the season. And it was about 38 degrees that day. 2-2. Fisher with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tyree has struck out the first four batters that she has faced today. Greta Jensen will be the batter. Jensen takes a swing. Steps out. And gets set to stand in. So they're checking to make sure that the correct batters are in the correct order. Game changer might say something different, but on the roster, they've got Greta Jensen. That is important, so no one bats out of order. We'll have some other scores tonight on the Filmy Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. The Mineral Point and Riverdale game began at 4:30 today. I think they were a little concerned about passing showers there, but like we're going to get most of the games in tonight. Some baseball games playing doubleheaders this evening. Standing in now is the batter. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Nothing in one. Riverdale playing host to Mineral Point and host to Cuba City tonight on the last day of the conference season. And then Mineral Point goes to Boscobel later on just to get those games in. Nothing in one. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nothing in two. Those games they mean a lot to the conference standing in the final race in the Swall. But then teams have to turn around and play again on Thursday. Here's the two-strike pitch. That one is outside. One ball and two strikes to Greta Jensen. Folks at Richland Center, the grounds crew doing a good job. Outfield meticulously mowed. The infield done up well. Here's the 1-2, and the pitch is a ball. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Lancaster trying to sneak a base runner on. 2-2 offering. Here's Fisher into the motion, and the pitch, swing and a miss. Two up, two down. That's five strikeouts. And the batter will be Amelia Johnson, the left fielder. Lancaster trying to catch up with it. Johnson checking the sign. So many teams have these wristbands now, so do the Hornets. The coach calls a number. The play is right there. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. When I played, that would have covered up my wristbands. I already wore cool man wristbands and a headband. Nothing in one to the batter. Johnson, left fielder. Takes time and now stands in. 0-1. That one is upstairs. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Hornets with a hit and two stranded in the bottom of the first inning here today. Two outs in the top of the second. And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. That appeared to be maybe a little low. Johnson going after it. And the batter takes a long walk. And after a timeout, she is in. One ball and two strikes. Fisher into the motion. The pitch outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Lancaster's Amelia Johnson. Amelia, wide open stance. Two balls, two strikes. Fisher set to work. And the pitch, swing and a miss. He has struck out six in a row to start the game. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two, scoreless here. WIAA Level 2 Regional Softball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Matty McGlynn takes a look at a strike from Matty Hill. We are underway, top of two, scoreless here at Richland Center. Ebony McCorkle and Reagan Shep will follow. Matty Hill and the Arrows doing it well. Here's a swing and a piece of it. Ball in play down to first base and in time to get Matty McGlynn. So there is one away. The batter will be Ebony McCorkle, the designated player. Calling time and standing in. Ebony has won the last time that right fielder Kaya Streep stole away an extra base hit from on a real line shot down the right field line. There's a strike called. Nothing and one to the batter. Hill rocks and fires. There's a swinging strike. Nothing and two on the batter. Ball goes back to Hill. Corkle after timeout is in. Here comes the two-strike pitch. That one is high. One ball and two strikes. They are serving up those delicious big cookies that the Richland Center concession stand has for the boosters, and I'm told they still have a few. Ebony McCorkle swings and misses. Hill with a rise pitch, and she's got five strikeouts, and the batter will be Reagan Shep. Shep will call time. Hill is set to work to the Richland Center right fielder. Here's the pitch, down low. One ball and no strikes. Hill will walk to back of the circle and now back and ready. Matty with a 1-0, bouncing ball, foul outside of first. Nice play by Coach Jamie Gander. Bare hand stop, fearless. Jamie coaching at first. Dave Darling at third base for the Hornets staff. 1-1, here's the pitch. Strike two called, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Jackie Jerebick, Janet Fisher, Greg Shep, all helping out with the program this year. 1-2 offering, there's the pitch. Bounced foul by Reagan Shep. And Lizzie Forehand, varsity reserve coach. Good staff, they've had a good year. Bringing a fairly young team along, although the Hornets do have five seniors. 1-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that is going to do it. Both pitchers have six strikeouts through two innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on for the Hornets. Two in the books, no score here in WIAA Regional Softball from WICO Radio Sports.
proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top-quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Izzy Schmidt leads off top of the third and takes a look at a ball. One ball, no strikes. Goalless here in this regional battle between the Hornets and Lancaster. I knew this one was going to be a good one, and it's so far living up to the expectations. Fisher ready to work the pitch. Ooh, a little bit low. Just missed. One ball and one strike. Schmidt taking a look. Coach Josh Jensen coaching at third base for the Lancaster Arrows. Here's the pitch, swing, and a miss. Good cut by the batter. I think the count is 2-1. Check my clicker here. All right, Fisher set to go. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball. And the count goes to 3-1. Infield playing tight to the line. Outfield straight away in all fields. Hitters count for Izzy Schmidt. Fisher into the motion, the pitch, foul tip, strike two. Count is full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. This Lancaster team has been aggressive at the plate. Full count offering. Here's the pitch, low, and Lancaster has its first base runner. Izzy Schmidt draws the walk. That will bring up Lily Edge. Edge will be batting, but first of all, a substitution coming out. Lancaster will bring in one of its courtesy runners. So the Arrows heading out. Looks like Kaya Streif. Yeah, Kaya Streif will be the runner. She's the flex player on the other side of the roster. No score in the ball game. Lancaster with its first base runner and nobody out, leading off here in the third inning. It'll be interesting to see some of these scores coming in here around the area today. A lot of great games. And then, of course, right here at Richland Center High School, you got a chance to watch softball, baseball, soccer, all playing today. Soccer and baseball, last regular season games. Here's the pitch to the next batter. That's a strike. Runner leaning, and the throw down the first baseline gets away. The runner's going to try to head to second base and will be there as the ball is retrieved down the first baseline. So Lancaster with a runner in scoring position now. So Edge checking back in. They're checking the count. It was a strike. Okay, nothing in one. Runner at second base. Fisher with the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes on the hitter. Arrows runner back at first base. The way this game has gone, every run is like gold here. Lancaster really trying to get something going here. There's the pitch. Bounce toward the middle. Knocked down by Fisher. Throws to first in time. Runner going to third. So Edge advances the runner on the ground out to the pitcher. And now Riley Harth, she'll be in, playing second base today, batting at number 9, as the whole Durst family reunion going on today. Her mom, of course, originally from the area. Riley Harth standing in with a runner at third base. Kyrie Fisher with the pitch, hits the ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Emma Jensen at the top of the Arrow lineup due next here. top of the third. Streif back at first base. One ball, no strike from Fisher. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count even at one ball and one strike. Fisher mixing it up here, kind of going high and low. That rise pitch working pretty well. One ball and one strike on the batter. Here comes the rock and the fire. Batter tried to bunt. It's going to be a strike, and the runner holds at third base. So two strikes now on the hitter. Looked like the arrows were going to try to lay one down. And she offered. It's going to be registered as a strike. One ball and two strikes. Streif at third base, and here comes the pitch. Swing and a bounce on the infield. Could score the run. They're going to first, and it is going to be in time, and the run scores. Lancaster takes a 1-0 lead as Kaya Streif comes in to score on the ground out. So Relly Horth will ground out to knock in the run, and the umpires are going to confer on whether that was a right call at first base, whether she is out or safe. Initially, they called out, so they will leave it as that. So the throw there, it was close. The only play on the ball was to from the shortstop over to first base, but Relly Horth gets a very important run home, and now Emma Jensen, the batter, with two away for the Arrows. Lancaster scoring first in this one, and Jensen is in and ready. The pitch, ball low, one ball and no strikes. Back it goes to Fisher. Kyrie trying to get out of it here in the third inning. Jensen using, kind of adjusting the face mask. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Arrows hitting home the run without a base hit here in the inning. Ground out by Lily Edge, also big in advancing the runner. The Hornets had the overthrow at first, which helped move the runner. This ball inside and back to the screen. 2-1. Now to the batter. Addison Morgan due next for the Arrows in the top half of inning number 3. Jensen calls time and stands back in. 2-1. From Fisher. Here's the pitch. Ripped towards shortstop. Picked up there by Meaden. The throw in time. That'll do it for the Arrows. They score a run without a hit. No errors and one. None left on. Back to the ball game in just a moment. After this timeout, we go to the bottom of the third. Lancaster 1, Richland Center nothing. From WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASC certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Savannah Rosso will lead off for Richland Center. She'll be followed by Carly Meaden and Chloe Darling. 9-1 and 2 batters for the Hornets. Now trailing in the game, 1-0. Maddie Hill ready to work. Into the motion. And here comes the pitch. And it's taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Savannah trying to pick one out here. Her fan club is here today as well. Lots of people here. Good crowd on hand. The pitch ripped on the ground towards short. Tough play. Jensen throws and got her. One away. Savannah Russell drowns out from shortstop to first. Back to the top of the order now. And Carly Meaden Harley, a strikeout victim last time. Hitting here in the third inning. Matty Hill toes the rubber. Gets ready to roll. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Third base side. That one is going to get out of play just barely. Hit the top of the fence by the Hornets dugout. Strike one. Nothing in one. Nothing like this time of year. Excitement, and they just snap in and out between innings, and everybody has another gear here at playoff time. Otherwise, if you don't, it's a quick exit. Nothing in one. The pitch ripped on the air. Oh, caught by Riley Horst. Horst snapped a line drive away from Carly Meaden, heading to right field, and there are two away. Wow. Riley Horst robbing ahead of Carly Meaden. Two away, and Chloe Darling will be the batter. Chloe walked last time, one of two Hornet base runners. Feel into the motion, the pitch. There's the ball. One ball and no strikes. I don't think you could have met it any more square than Carly Meaden did. One ball, no strikes. Hill with a pitch. Strike call. A ball and a strike to the batter. Fisher due next. Darling wide open stance. Hill into the motion. There's the pitch. Swing. Get a miss. Two strikes. Hill back. After a quick circle of the premises, and the 1-2 offering is swung on and fouled back. Good cut by Chloe Darling. Chloe, one of the seniors on the club, along with Carly Meaden, Maddie McGlynn, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Savannah Russell, all seniors. 1-2 offering. Hill into the motion. There's the pitch. Change up down low. Chloe wanted that one in the worst way. Held up. Calls time and stands back in. 2-2. Here's the pitch. That one rises too high and the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Darling and Fisher stranded on base last inning. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Out of play. Third base side. They'll check back. In with a new softball. Chloe Darling ready to go. Full count offering. Here comes the pitch. That one popped up. Catcher is back. Morgan has got it for out number 3. And the Hornets go in order in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to inning number 4. At Richland Center High School, Lancaster leads it 1-0 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Get ready and rolling with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Right now, save up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc bind disc mower conditioners during the Ready and Rolling sales event. Fast, reliable, built to perform, and backed by serious savings. But hurry, these offers end June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer, and get ready and rolling today.
Addison Morgan will lead off. It's the top of the fourth inning. Lancaster leading 1-0 here in WIAA tournament softball. Fisher set to rock and roll, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Fisher struck out the first 6 batters she faced. Did not strike out a batter in the third inning. Lancaster scoring the run without a hit. Nothing in one. Fisher into the motion. The pitch is strike 2 call. Nothing and 2 to the batter. Hornet outfield shaded toward right center. Nothing and 2. Low for ball 1. One ball, two strikes. Arrows with a good hitting ball club. 1-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Morgan stays alive. Those final conference standings. Dodgeville wins it 8-2. Their second loss was to the Hornets. So their first loss was the Hornets, I should say. Lost another one this year. Prairie du Chien was 7-3. Then Richland Center at 6-4. Lancaster 5-5. Ball outside evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Latville and River Valley both went 2-8 in conference play this year. 2-2. Here comes the pitch to Morgan. It's high. Ball 3. Full up now on the batter. All conference balloting last night. Result a sworn secret until the conference releases it. Full count now. Here's the 3-2, swing and a miss. There is one away in the fourth inning. The batter, Matty Hill. Hill, a strikeout victim last time, and comes in. So the Hornets getting set in his pitcher versus pitcher battle. Hill hitting around 300 on the season. The pitch outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Both teams with some close games in the conference this year. They know what it's like to be in a close game. Both have been battle-tested. 1-0 count down low. 2 balls and no strikes. Batter steps out. Back in it goes, and here we are with a 2-0 count. Fisher into the motion, and the pitch. There's a strike. 2-1. Richland Center beating Dodgeville and Platteville by 1-0 scores. Down the stretch in the Southwest Conference, final two games. 2-1 offering, just a bit outside. 3-1 now to Matty Hill. One away, 3-1 count on the batter here in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Strike 2. Full count on Matty Hill. Trying to help her own cause. Now full count and Fisher ready to work. Diary with the pitch. Strike 3. Call. And there are 2 outs now. 8 strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher and the batter Aaliyah Jackering. Aaliyah, strikeout victim, back in the second inning, batting in the fourth now for the Arrows, trying to get something going. Here's Fisher's pitch. This one lifted well left field. Left fielder coming on and making the grab. Tatum Razik hauls it in with a smile on her face. Nice play, and that'll do it for the Arrows in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and then left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lancaster 1, Richland Center nothing. WIAA Regional Softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
One nothing Lancaster, bottom of the fourth inning. Kyrie Fisher set to go. Kyrie Fisher ready to roll, and she'll be followed by J.C. Gander and Abigail Williams. Hill is set. The pitch swung on and bounced in front of the plate. picked up by the pitcher, and they throw, and they get her on a bang-bang play. Close at first base, Fisher nearly legged it out. Maddie Hill, good recovery. It was like a swing bunt. It didn't go a long way, but had potential. 1-3 put out, and brings up J.C. Gander. Here comes the pitch. Changeup is down low. 1-0. Some other games. Some of those games in the first round, second round, could be a little bit lopsided. They could be coming to a close fairly soon. Swing and a miss. 1-1. They'll get you some scores when they start to come in here today. 1-1. Here's the pitch to J.C. Gander. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Gander, a freshman. Well, it's with lots of freshmen contributing this year. The pitch bounced towards shortstop. Bobbles. The throw is in time on a close play. Wow. A couple of bang-bang plays here at first base. Two up, two down. That ball kind of rolled up Greta Jensen's arm at shortstop, and she recovered in time to throw it out. Here's Abigail Williams. Williams standing in the fourth inning. There is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the batter. Since that double by Kyrie Fisher in the first inning, Hornets have been retired 12 in a row. Swing and a miss by Williams, and there are two strikes on the batter. Back in. Hill on a roll right now for the Arrows. There is the pitch. Change up. Ripped to center. Coming on the center fielder. She's got it. Hornets put a bat on it, but nothing to show. Emma Jensen hauls it in for out number three. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the fifth inning. WIAA Regional Softball tonight, led by the Lancaster Arrows, the visitors here in Richland Center, 1-0 over Richland Center on WRCO Radio Sports.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Greta Jensen swings and fouls it, and we're underway in the fifth inning. She'll be followed by Amelia Johnson and Izzy Schmidt. 1-0 Lancaster, top of five in WIAA softball. Fisher's next pitch swung on and fouled back. Jensen kind of jammed on that one as well. Two strikes. Jensen works her way back in after time has been called. Now Fisher working. Two strikes. The pitch just a bit outside. 1-2. Just a bit of a breeze blowing. It's blowing out a little bit in right field, but otherwise one of the first games that I haven't been getting windburned this year. There's a swing and a foul back by Jensen. I swear, it's the windiest spring that I ever remember. Every night we were out, it was blowing one way or another. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Inside. 2-2. Tonight, Dodgeville was here, and those winds were registering between 25 and 30 miles an hour. I had a bottle of water here, and the cap wasn't on all the way, and I'm sitting here, and it blew over water all over the table, including my lineup card. Here's the next pitch. Jensen swings and foul tips it. Maddie McGlynn hangs on, and that is the out. Out number one here in the fifth inning. Good hang by the catcher. 9 strikeouts now for Kyrie Fisher, and the batter will be Amelia Johnson. Johnson batting for the second time tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one to the hitter. Heroes have the only run of the game. Back in the third inning, he did it without a hit. Here comes the pitch from Fisher. Outside. One ball and one strike. That one had some zing on it. Kyrie back to work now. Lots of chatter coming from both dugouts. One and one. Here comes the pitch. Batter bunt. Foul. Strike two. One and two. One away here in the top of the fifth inning. Game is moving and grooving here today. Tournament games seem to do that. It seems like there's just a different level. 1-2 offering. Here comes Fisher's pitch. Swing and a miss at a low one. The throw down to first to complete it from McGlynn to Darling. And there are two up and two down. And the batter will be Izzy Schmidt. She walked and her flex runner, or the runner, came in to score the game's only run as a result. Makes her way in the top of the fifth inning. With two outs. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Notice that in basketball as well. Games just fly by at tournament time. Things are just at another level. Teams playing hard. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the officiating crews, the umpires, kind of keep it moving. Snap in between innings. No lollygagging. One ball and one strike. Fisher with the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Schmidt trying to make base here for the Arrows. Moves out, and Fisher is set the 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. She strikes out the side for a third time today. That's 11 for the game. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of inning number five. Arrows 1, Hornets nothing. WIAA regional softball from WRCO Sports.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Bottom of the fifth inning for Richland Center. Maddie McGlynn will lead it off, followed by Ebony McCorkle and Reagan Chet. 1-0 Lancaster. Maddie Hill remains in the circle for the Lancaster Flying Arrows. And here is McGlynn. Hill set to work. Rocks and fire. There's one down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. I know Bill Twining, but I do know a little bit about the family tree. Maddie McGlynn would be a cousin to Lancaster's Raleigh Horse. Here's the pitch. Popped up and out of play. 1-1. Maddie's grandma was Dimp, I believe. Loretta. One ball and one strike. Hill with the pitch. That one fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes. Hornets trying to get something going. Have not had a base runner since the first inning. Way back in time. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. Hill fooling the Hornets on that rising pitch. She has 7 strikeouts. And the batter will be Ebony McCorkle. Here comes the rock and the fire. And a swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Shep on deck for the Hornets. Bottom of five here, nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ball inside. Filney Footphone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Mineral Point ends the year for the Riverdale Chieftains, 12-2. The Pointers move on in the WIAA tournament in Division 4. McCorkle goes around and misses on this one. One ball and two strikes now to the hitter. McCorkle checks and now ready. One and two from Hill. There's the pitch. Ball inside. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Second time is McCorkle and now ready. 2-2 from Lancaster's Matty Hill. A changeup low and the count is full. Oh, for the Hornets, any old way. Get somebody on, much like Lancaster. Try to push him around. Pull up now on the batter. Here comes the next pitch. Down low, and the Hornets have a base runner. McCorkle draws a walk. Second walk given up by Matty Hill tonight, and that will bring up Reagan Shepp. 13 in a row. Retired by Hill. Hill's recent walk to McCorkle. And I believe the Hornets are going to bring in the flex player to run. So McCorkle will leave the field after drawing the walk. And Tatum Razick comes out to run at first base for the Hornets. So the flex player running with one away and Reagan Shepp trying to make it happen here for the Hornets. Tying run at first. Bottom of five. Hill awaiting the batter and now here she is. There's the pitch. Reagan swings and misses. Nothing in one. Razick stays at first base for the Hornets. Hill back and ready. Looks in for the target. Here's the 0-1 offering. Changeup, bounce to the pitcher. They're going to second for one. The relay back to first, not in time. So two away. Shep beats it out at first base. 6-4 put out. Fielder's choice, base runner at first, and Savannah Rossell will be the batter. Savannah hit one to shortstop last time. Nearly got on. Close play at first base. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Shep back to first base. RC trying to find the code of Matty Hill. Here goes the 0-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Strike two. We'll take it back to the pitcher. Shep at first base. Two outs, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Three outs. That'll do it. Hornets get a base runner, but that is it here in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. To the sixth inning we go. Lancaster 1, Richland Center nothing. In high school, WIAA regional softball from WRCO Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Lancaster leading off in the top of the sixth inning. 1-0, they lead it. Lily Edge takes a ball. She'll be followed by Raleigh Harth and Emma Jensen. Here's the pitch by Fisher. Swing and a miss. Edge digs into the ground as she swings hard and misses. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Fisher works the softball against her uniform and now is back and ready. A 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Arrows have struck out 11 times here tonight. Here's the pitch, and they strike out 12 times. Swing and a miss. Edge is gone, and the batter will be Riley Horth. Horth had the game's only RBI with a ground out back in the third inning. Close play at first base. She was called out, but the run scored on her ground out to short. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. She's also made a tremendous play at second base, robbing the Hornets of a hit. Steps back in, and the nothing in one offering from Fisher. There's the pitch. Bounce back to the pitcher. Oh, nice play. Kyrie over to first to Chloe Darling inside. She snagged that one, headed up the middle. Nice defensive play for the Richland Center pitcher. Two up, two down to the batter, Emma Jensen. Top of the order for the Arrows. She has struck out and grounded out. Top of six, and the Arrows now up for the third time in the order. The pitch is upstairs. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Steps back in. Here's the pitch. Bounced. Foul.